Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so glad that you're joining me again. Yesterday, we talked about the scribes and the Pharisees, and they could not understand how Jesus could allow sinners to be around Him if He was the Son of God. Why wouldn't He spend more time with them, the Pharisees, and teach what they teach and do what they do? Because they thought they had it all together and they knew exactly what should happen. Jesus loves everyone, doesn't He? And in order to show this and to teach this, He told a story. And that's where we left off last time, where Jesus was about to tell a story. We are going to read and talk about the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 15. So I want you to get your Bibles and open up with me to Luke chapter 15. Do you know where Luke is? Luke is in the New Testament. It's a book all about Jesus' life. Luke chapter 15. So the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Good job. In the New Testament, that's divided into books, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. We're going to open up to chapter 15. The chapters are the big numbers. So look, once you find Luke, then look for chapter 15. Once you find chapter 15, we're going to go down and find verse 3 and 4. Luke chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. This is a story that Jesus told about a shepherd and a lost sheep.
What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which was lost? Until he finds it.
Well, I can just imagine it, can't you? One evening, the shepherd in our story was counting the sheep as they went through the gate into the sheepfold. He counted 96, 97, 98. Come on, come on. Oh, not 99. Wait, then he stopped. They were supposed to be 100. Was one missing? Well, maybe he hadn't counted them all. So he goes into the corral and he starts counting again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 95, 96, 97. 98, 99. I'm still off. I can imagine he counted a few times because have you ever tried to count sheep? They move around and you're like trying to keep track. Which ones did I count? Which ones did I not count? But now he knew for sure that one sheep was missing. Where was it? What had happened to it? It must have wandered away from the rest of the sheep and If that's what happened, the shepherd knew that by now it would know that it was lost, and it would be very frightened. Do you think that the sheep ran away on purpose, or do you think he just, oh, that looks better, oh, that looks good, oh, ooh, that over there, and all of a sudden he discovered that he doesn't know where everybody else is? I think that's what happened. The shepherd also knew that this sheep could never find its way back to the sheepfold by itself. That's not how sheep are. You know, sometimes dogs or cats can get lost, and days, weeks, sometimes even months later, they'll show back up where they lived, and their owner will be so excited and thought that they were lost forever. Well, sheep are not that way. In fact, I live out on the Navajo Indian Reservation, which I talked about last time. Well, one of my friends, I'll call her Mrs. C, she was driving with me in the car, and as we were driving by a place, she pointed off in the distance and she said, "That's where I used to herd my sheep when I was younger. And I would go out there and we would have sheep out there and we had to herd them." And she said, "But you know, you cannot just leave sheep on their own. They're not like cattle where you put them out to graze and you can leave them." She said, "Oh no, sheep, you have to be right there with them. You have to protect them and you have to keep them safe and keep them from running away." She told me a story about how one day one of their sheep disappeared and was lost. They hunted for the sheep and looked and looked and looked for 3 days. And finally, after 3 days, her son found that sheep. Do you think they were excited that they had found it? Oh, they were. You know, sheep out here on the Navajo Indian Reservation, sheep are very valuable. They can be worth around $200 for each sheep. They're very expensive. And the Navajo, they don't have lots of sheep anymore, but many of them still herd sheep, and they take very, very good care of their sheep. Maybe this sheep in Jesus' story had gotten caught in a thorn bush, or maybe it fell into a hole or a ditch and it couldn't get out. Whatever the case, the shepherd knew that it was up to him to rescue this sheep. It was dark, and perhaps the weather was stormy, and I'm sure the shepherd was tired after being out all day with the sheep, but none of that mattered. He must find his sheep. So in verse 4, we read that what did he do? He went out where? Into the wilderness. Yes, and he went after that one sheep that was lost. How long did he search for that sheep? Until he found it. Just like my friend Mrs. C and her family, they searched for that sheep until they found it. The shepherd left the 99 sheep in the fold. He took out his lantern and went out into the dark, maybe the cold night, and he looked for that poor lost sheep. As he went, he kept calling and calling and listening and listening, but no baa sounds came. Can you make the sound of a sheep? Baa. Yeah, no sounds of a sheep came. Well, do you feel sorry for this lost sheep in Jesus' story? I know I do. Do you feel sorry for the shepherd in the story? I know I do. When it's been a long day and all you want to do is crawl into bed and go to sleep, but something's lost and you have to find it, it could be kind of a nuisance, couldn't it? Could be kind of irritating. But was he stomping around going, "Come on, sheep, where are you? Where are you? Oh, you're so, oh, this is so annoying." No, he kept looking and searching, and he did not give up. He went tirelessly, patiently. There is something that I wanted to share with you about this story that is absolutely beautiful, and it's from Christ Object Lessons, page 188, and here's what it says. Imagine yourself. Can you close your eyes and imagine that you're this shepherd looking for the sheep? Here's what it says. The darker and more tempestuous, that means the scarier or the more of a tempest that there is, the more wind or storm, the darker and more tempestuous the night, the greater is the shepherd's anxiety, So the more worried and concerned he is for his sheep, and the more earnest his search, he's going to look that much harder because it's that much scarier out there. He makes every effort to find that one lost sheep. Did the shepherd say, I'll just go out there. I won't take anything. No, the shepherd made every effort to find that lost sheep. Isn't that a neat picture? Can you picture the shepherd out in the dark of night? Maybe there's a storm and the wind and the rain, or maybe he's on the side of a rocky mountain ledge or some very scary place. Maybe he can hear wolves in the distance, but he's searching for that sheep. The scarier and the worse it is, the harder that shepherd is looking for the sheep. Now we're going to find out next time what happens, how this story ends. But I want you to think about this shepherd who was willing to go after the sheep. Did you know that that shepherd is Jesus and that we are his lost sheep and that he makes every effort to go after us when we are lost or afraid? He is there for us, and I am so glad, aren't you? Let's pray and thank him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being that good shepherd who looks for those who are lost. Help us to trust you and to follow you just like the sheep follow their master. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse, and it's from Luke chapter 15, verse 10. It says, "There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." There is joy in heaven when a sinner repents. God rejoices and the angels rejoice. There's no pushing those sinners away. They are happy. So we're going to sing our memory verse song to help us learn it. Here we go.
There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. There is joy in of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.